So we're standing with them this morning. Also, as we get ready to go to prayer, I'm reading our last scripture for this week on Thank You, Lord. And I selected these scriptures because this is the beginning of a new year. We're thankful for the new year, the new opportunities, and that we are here in this new year to serve the Lord, to represent Him, not just to be blessed by Him, but to bless the Lord. The scripture I'm going to read today is very familiar, but I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm going to read verses 16, 17, and 18. As I read these verses, I want to remind you the Bible was not written in chapters and verses. It was written in books, because the Bible is a collection of books and letters that have been written over time by the Holy Ghost using certain writers. But the Bible itself was not written in chapters and verses. The chapter and verse system was added to the Bible, or to these letters and books, by the translators a few centuries ago for the sake of research and development. For example, we're reading today from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Well, why did they call it chapter 5? Because they did not work on the Bible sentence by sentence. You know, maybe on Monday they worked on something in the Old Testament. Then on Tuesday they worked on something in the New Testament. In order to tell the whole group of translators where they would be working, they came up with a numerical system. So they said, okay, we'll divide it into chapters, and we will divide some of the thoughts, not the sentences, but the thoughts into verses. So today you've got verse 16 and verse 17, which in the King James Version and other versions are very short. It just says, rejoice evermore. And then the next verse, verse 17, says, pray without ceasing. And then the next verse says, in everything give thanks. But I need you to know all three of the verses is one sentence. It's one continuing thought, or rather, one continuing word from Paul in a sentence. So here's what it says, verses 16, 17, and 18. And I'm going to read it as it should be read, but I'm reading it from the Amplified Version. Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Well, what is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus? Everybody wants to know God's will. Well, what is God's will? Rejoice always and delight in your faith. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. And in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful. This should be our word for 2024. We don't know what 2024 holds. One preacher that I know said, you know where you've been, you don't know where you're going. We don't know what the future holds, but we know what we can do. We know what our response should be. And this is the right response for every believer on this call today. No matter what happens in 2024, rejoice always. Be unceasing and persistent in prayer. And in every situation, remember, this is one sentence. The whole thing is one sentence. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks. That should be our response throughout the year. Some things are going to happen that we will enjoy. Other things are going to happen that we won't enjoy. But it's all in the Lord. God is good. God is good all the time. God is good at all times. God is not after you to beat you down, to hurt you, to punish you. God would never not protect you. He would never not take care of you. You need to know that in your heart of hearts, that no matter what storms come up in your life, God is with you. And don't let the devil lie to you and say that he's not. The things that are listed here are the very things that Satan wants to destroy in your spiritual walk. He does not want you to learn how to rejoice evermore. He doesn't want you to delight in your faith. He wants you to question your faith. He doesn't want you to be unceasing in your prayer life. Now, that doesn't mean that you walk around, of course, praying all day. It means that you have a prayerful spirit, a prayerful attitude. You're in a prayerful mood. It means that you recognize that you can always talk with God. Right in the midst of an emergency, driving your car, walking up the sidewalk, going up the steps to the back porch of your house. Pray always. And here's number three. One, two, three. First, second, third, and the third is the greatest of all. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful. This year, we will have challenges. And this year, there will be some things that will happen that will cause us to go deeper in the Lord. There are other things that will happen and we will say, well, maybe I didn't pray enough. Maybe I should have fasted more. Maybe I should have been more spiritual and this would not have happened. Stop beating yourself up and understand as God's child, here's his will for your life. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Rejoice. You say, I don't have a reason to rejoice. That breath you just took. And every time you breathe a breath out, God shoves another one down your throat. The eyesight you have, the hearing that you're using to listen to my voice. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Holy Father, we thank you as we come to Friday morning for your word and for your spirit and for the time that we spend together today. Thank you that Jesus is Lord. And we praise you today, Father, that this world does not belong to terrorists or communists or capitalists. This world does not belong to bad people. The world does not belong to the devil. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell therein. And we thank you in Jesus' name that you have looked beyond our faults and you have met our needs. Every need has been met. We praise you today, Father, that the word says, the Lord is my shepherd. I don't have any wants. And Father, we know today because you are our shepherd. You are everything we need, and you bring everything to us that we need. We praise you today in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for the word today that teaches us that we should rejoice, we should pray, and we should give thanks continually. And Father, we declare here at the beginning of this new year that we will rejoice. We will rejoice knowing that we don't shout because things are well. We shout because you're God. We don't shout because we're happy. We shout because you're God. We thank you today, Father, that we pray to you and that we can say thank you in everything, in the midst of everything, with tears in our eyes, pain in our bodies sometimes. We thank you because you are our healer. And as we come together today, we pray for the names that have been called out today. names of individuals, some in the hospital, some sick at home, some who are in between jobs, some who are struggling. We pray for them and with them today, some on this very phone call. In Jesus' name, we pray for the families that were called out today. Some are bereaved and brokenhearted. Others have trouble in the family. Others, the family is just seeking to live harmoniously. We pray for them today in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we pray for healing in the bodies of those who are sick on this call and desire to be healed. As they hear my voice, Father God, they are reminded even now that the word of the Lord says, with the stripes, the scars on Jesus' body, we were healed. And Father, we receive that Jesus has already purchased for us, a full package, a benefit package of salvation and healing. And in Jesus' name, we lay hold on the promises. The Bible said, for all the promises of God in Christ are yes. And then the Bible says we should say amen to the glory of God. And we say amen to healing in the body today. And therefore, we pray for healing from the top of the head to the tip of the toes. We pray for healing, Father God, in all the blood vessels, all the circulatory system, the digestive systems. On this call today, even, Father, we pray not only that, but even for the muscular system. We pray for the spine, the spinal column, pain in the back. In the name of Jesus, we pray for growths inside the body. We curse them today. We come against cancer and we ask that you heal cancer throughout this phone call today in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for those to be healed that have problems in the organs in their body, the kidneys, the liver, the pancreas, the lungs, the heart, and all other organs in Jesus' name, even the arteries. We come against clogged arteries today. We pray for the flow of the blood to be right. Father, we know that you can not only heal the organ, you can replace the organ. In the name of Jesus, we release our faith to you today. And we claim healing in the bodies as we bring our faith to this call today. Let your will be done, even, Father God, in the knees and the elbows. The Bible said the man at the gate, his feet and ankle bones receive strength. And we pray for healing in the feet and in the ankles in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, that as we pray together today, we have every expectation that you move when we ask for these things because they belong to us. And therefore, Father, we curse what the enemy has said. We command that he loose his hold on the bodies of the people on this call that desire to be healed. And in Jesus' name, we release that healing today, that virtue that Jesus had, that the woman with the issue of blood testified that she felt. Let your will be done today. Father God, we pray for those who are depressed, those who are discouraged. They not even realize that that's what's wrong with them, but we come against that spirit of depression. We pray, Father, that their faith would be strong. Jesus said to Peter, I pray that your faith won't fail you. And today in Jesus' name, we pray that the faith of those on this call will not fail. And we pray, Father, because of that, that they would run on and they would testify and tell of your goodness, rejoicing evermore, praying without ceasing, and in everything giving thanks. We call these things done and settled in Jesus' name. Amen.